A leading health official says the distribution of any COVID-19 vaccine will be a complex process, and he hopes it will be explained clearly to the public. Pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and BioNTech are making strides in the development of a vaccine and, if successful, will sell enough doses for 750,000 New Zealanders. The question then is, who will be at the front of the queue? College of GPs Medical Director Dr. Brian Betty says that decision will be tricky, as will the process of importing the vaccine to New Zealand. He joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Corin.
Okay, a tricky process. How should New Zealand go about it in terms of consulting the public and getting that right?
Look, I think the government is going to work and the ministry are going to have to work very hard on this. I mean, there are a couple of issues with the vaccine. In particular, it has to be transported at minus 80 degrees Celsius. Now, this is very, very different from the normal vaccines that we use, such as flu vaccines and other vaccines that we have routinely. So how this is brought into the country at that temperature and how it is distributed around the country, and then where it's actually given, whether that'll be at central depot points or how that's actually done, needs to be thought through really, really carefully. And the government is going to have to put together, obviously, an expert group to look at this.
So your average GP, would they have the facilities to be able to accommodate that?
Oh, look, at this point, no. And, you know, at the moment, I mean, general practices generally have fridges which keeps vaccines at a particular temperature. That's a very established system that's there. But again, this one sits way outside of that normal routine way of distribution. So there's going to have to be a whole new distribution sort of network put into place. And the second part that goes with that, it'll have to be worked out very, very clearly as to who will need to get vaccinated in the first instance, because there's only going to be 750,000 people who could be vaccinated in the first instance, in order to give maximum protection to the people of New Zealand.
What would be your thinking on that? Obviously vulnerable people with underlying health conditions, perhaps those working on the borders, on the front line in hospitals, would they be the top of the queue?
Sure. So, look, I mean, when you look at the situation, obviously those that have been differentially affected with COVID have been the elderly. We know that from the experience over the last 9 months, and those patients living with comorbidities such as diabetes and chest conditions. And that could differentially as well impact on Māori and Pacific. So, yeah, vulnerable populations need to be thought of very, very hard. However, the experience of the last few months has shown us that the border is the place where COVID actually breaches or comes through into New Zealand. So, obviously, the border starts to become a high priority in terms of protection and an additional layer of protection with the use of a vaccine. So when you start to think about that, you start to think about where the vaccine could be placed and where the priority needs to be placed. So obviously, yeah, the border, I think, is very, very important. Obviously, healthcare workers who interact with COVID patients or potentially could interact with COVID patients become a very important point. And those elderly and vulnerable communities also become real focuses.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, in terms of the time frame. So if we're thinking that it's possible that if all going well, we could be looking at getting some doses by next year, but we'd be hoping, wouldn't we, that other vaccines come on stream as well. It's not just the one horse we've got in the race, so to speak, yeah. So we'd be hoping there'll be others.
Look, I mean, it's been an extraordinary experience. I mean, a vaccine from start to finish normally takes 2 years plus to develop. The fact this is close, and it's not quite there yet, they're still finishing their what we call phase 3 trials and their safety data and collecting all that. To do this in 9 months is absolutely extraordinary. But what we know is the Pfizer vaccine that we have at the moment is one of many, many vaccines that are in development across the world. So you're right. This is probably not going to be the only vaccine that starts to tip over into an ability to be used in the general public. And so there's likely to be other vaccines that start to come on stream over time. So it's a very fluid situation at the moment in terms of what's happening. I'd say it's very, very positive that this is actually happening at this point, but the reality is it's not going to be a vaccine that suddenly appears and the whole of New Zealand is vaccinated. This will be a slow, very careful, deliberate process that actually occurs here.
This is a different vaccine. It's a RNA. It uses a different mechanism. There's always some in the community who are wary of vaccination. How important will a good education campaign be to roll out with this?
I think communication is going to be absolutely critical. I think communication between the government, the ministry, the DHBs, frontline general practice, and to the population of New Zealand and patients is going to be absolutely critical. I mean, the vaccine has gone through the normal processes. So this is to a phase three trial. In order for vaccines to get accredited, they need to be tested on 30,000 plus people. So these are very, very large randomized trials, and that's what's occurring at this point. Assuming it gets to that point, and as I said, this work has been finished off with this particular vaccine, that there's a lot of hope that it's going to get across the line, it then has to come through the New Zealand regulatory processes. That is, MedSafe has to look in detail at all the data, all the safety data, how it's used, what it does. And only then would it be put into the New Zealand itself. Now, with that, you're absolutely right. The communication is going to have to be crystal clear about the safety, the efficacy, and what to expect with this vaccine as we go forward.
Dr. Brian Betty, thank you very much for that from the College of GPs, the medical director there.